We're speaking with Dr. Martinson Arnon, who's the chief clinical officer at Bronson Medical Group. Dr. Arnon, I'm sure it's an extremely busy time for you, but thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for taking the time to give me an opportunity to talk with you and your audience about Bronson's preparedness for what's going on.
And that is exactly what we want to talk about. Bronson, as we are speaking here on Sunday afternoon, does have one patient with COVID-19 who was brought there from Calhoun County. What provisions has the hospital made for dealing with patients with this disease?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. I want to frame out my response by just reminding you and your audience of Bronson's mission. Our mission is together we advance the health of our communities. And so we care. We care for our employees, we care about our patients, and very importantly, we care about our community. Because of that, for weeks prior to this first patient, we have been preparing. We have made connections with clinicians and leaders all across the United States, people from the state of Washington, from California, from New York, trying to understand and prepare ourselves for this patient and perhaps others that would follow. We also established a connection with other physicians all across the state of Michigan, having daily conversations about how we can be well prepared to make sure that if and when we have the chance to take care of a patient, that they are going to receive the care that is excellent in every way. Part of this preparation means that we stood up incident command, and basically every single day for more than a week, we have had administrators, clinicians, and everybody meet in that same place, figuring out all the things that need to be established to be able to provide the best care for patients. We put a lot of experts together, including clinicians, ethicists, executives, to start to think about standards and guidelines for how to care for patients, thinking about who needs to be tested, how should we test them safely, where can we test them, and where should we place a patient that might have the diagnosis of COVID-19. These are all things that we talk through to make sure that we have contingencies for every possible issue that we might face. With all of those preparation, we are in a place where I can confidently say today, we are ready. We are ready because we have a team that is resilient and a team that is ready, poised to take on this task that is before us. We are also confident in our readiness because we've seen such an overwhelming response from the community. We have people who are volunteering to help sew face masks that people can use in the hospital, etc. There has been so much engagement and such an outpouring of goodwill. We are confident that not only are we ready for to take care of the patients we have now, but any others that would have the privilege to take care of, because the team has been preparing for this moment.
Can you talk a little bit about the physical preparations at the hospital for accommodating patients with COVID-19?
Yes. So part of the physical preparation, and whenever you're thinking about the care of a patient, you have to think about the continuum of care. And so I'll start the preparation from, let's say your loved one suddenly said, hey, I was on a cruise ship. I've developed a fever. I am having respiratory problems and they're symptomatic. We've created a process where people will know who to call and how they're going to be triaged on the phone, etc., so that we know where they can go to receive care. If a person is symptomatic and they come through our emergency room have established processes of how to safely care for this patient through the emergency room. We have created special parts of our hospital where anybody who is a person under investigation or a person who gets confirmed to have COVID-19 has a special place in the hospital where we have experts that are very, very familiar with taking care of critically ill patients. And also we have teams that are ready to be able to have these patients cohorted there. And so not only are we do we have a process of what do we do for people who are not yet in our facility, but for those who are in our facilities, we have created spaces that are safe, that are also specifically prepared to care for patients who might have COVID-19.
You know, a lot's been said, I'm sure you've heard it, about a lack of equipment, like especially ventilators, to help those who become seriously ill with this disease. Can you talk about how Bronson is doing in that area?
That's a very, very good point. I'll tell you that, first of all, in terms of preparedness, one of the things that we did more than a week ago is that we had our IT department help us to create a dashboard that allows us to monitor in real time how many ventilators are we using right now, how many equipment we have for one thing or the other. And so this dashboard is reviewed every single day and every moment by people to be able to understand when we are when we might need more equipment than we have. We've had to change or structure certain rooms so that the rooms are capable of taking care of patients who might have COVID-19, even if we have to do high-risk procedures that might cause aerosolization of viral particles. We have also started measures to make sure that we can conserve the personal protective equipment that certainly is what you've heard about. Nobody has more than enough of these equipment, but we have been very, very mindful about making sure that we are conserving our use of it so that we can have the ability to safely care for patients as long as possible. Some of the hard decisions that we have had to make is that long ago, we made a decision that if a person has to have an elective procedure, that means a procedure that can wait, we're allowing them to wait. If a person has a clinic visit that does not need to happen today, we're allowing them to wait so that we don't have to use this personal protective equipment that is in short supply for people whose care might be postponed to a later, safer date. We're doing this because it protects our community so that somebody does not come into an environment where they might get sick. And in the same way, we are conserving all of these resources that we need a lot of so that we can be able to provide the care that people need for as long as we need to, because we are not just preparing for this week or next week. We are preparing for the entire year, if that's what it takes, to be able to deal with this pandemic.
Some of your medical colleagues in Italy, which has been extremely hard hit by this disease, said today that they were urging hospitals in other parts of the world to consider doing as much as possible, treating people through telemedicine and in other ways, rather than bringing them to the hospital, even those who are pretty ill, in order to help prevent the spread of the disease. Could you comment on that?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we've done. You know, Bronson started efforts to be able to offer video visits for in the past year, but we have ramped up the use of video visits. We have primary care doctors, we have specialists. All of them have had significant training to be able to offer care for patients outside our four walls as often as we can do it. We have seen the numbers of video visits shoot up through the roof. And that's what we want, because we want to be able to not compromise the care of patients who need to have an interaction with their provider, but we're trying to do it safely. And so that's one of the things that I said from the beginning. We've been learning from people. We are trying not to, for lack of a better word, repeat mistakes that may have been made in other countries and in other places because they didn't know any better. We know better. And so we have already set a process in place to use video visits where appropriate.
And as we close here, is there anything you would care to add that we haven't touched on yet?
I would say that while this is one of the most difficult moments, unprecedented in the history, really, of this world, we still are encouraged greatly by, again, how connected and collaborative our team has been. It is an honor to be able to work among the people who truly care about advancing the health of this community. We are also very grateful to the community, and we thank them for their patience, even as we've had to make rules such as limiting visitors who can come and see their loved ones. But all of these decisions have been made so that we can protect our employees, our patients, and our community. We very much appreciate the support that we've received from the community and also the community's understanding as we do everything that we can to protect this community from COVID-19.
Dr. Martinson Arnon is the Chief Medical Officer at the Bronson Medical Group. Dr. Arnon, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you. Have a good one.